Hot Dog Kings in the building. Come on, this is what the people want right here.
Oh, they do, man. Let's Red go. Light 7 in the building, a.k.a.
Mr. Stay-at-home dad.
Woo!
Let's go, nigga.
Alongside.
Oh, you know, Henny Driz, 74_Driz. Daddy Driz. Let's go, nigga. Mr. Without an Arm, I Spit. Nigga, right on your nostril.
Can't wipe that shit, bitch.
Nigga, let's go, baby.
What's poppin', bro?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, how you doing?
Oh, come on now. You know I'm feeling.
You're feeling fatherish?
Nigga, I can't wait for Father's Day this year, nigga. A nigga first one.
You get everything now this year.
Oh, man.
Everything first. Fresh.
Oh, man, it's gonna be a sweet year. Can't wait for, hope a nigga get a roly.
All I know is they better choose what they want, Christmas or they want their birthday.
My kid's birthday too close to Christmas.
That's two paychecks.
Oh man. And that's crazy. That paycheck that it don't really cover both Christmas and New Year. And the New Year like that.
It depends though.
It depends how it falls.
That 4 year.
Nah, that's that one.
Year. That leap year help out every night.
What you get with a leap year again?
That extra push on that day.
Oh, yeah. Everything get pushed back a little bit.
I think forward or back, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's what's up, though. But I mean, it feels electrifying. You know what I'm saying? It's a little energy that's running through me right now. That's can't even explain it. I told my dog that nigga tells her, oh, that's called love.
That's what that is, right?
Fuck love. That's that shit bitches just want to focus on themselves.
Bitches say love don't sound like money.
That's one of them
make me feel like money.
Oh, that's one of them new little powerful quotes, bitches like. I go and say, can repeat it? Repeat
love,
it slowly.
Love don't feel like money.
These bitches rather money over love.
They like that sound that they make at the ATM.
What? Shit sound better than a kiss.
Bitches don't like the kiss right now.
They don't like the kiss.
Nah, bitches don't like
niggas like
you got like wifey kissing, but I'm saying like I mean you ain't trying to kiss on no regular bitch either, but
sleep. These niggas kissing these regular hoes. Niggas like kissing more than females, bro.
In the mouth, huh? Tell you no.
you know niggas gonna do some kissing.
Niggas love deep sea diving.
No, you do.
off the deep end. With no life, no life vest.
You one of them sharks. It's all good though, man. My fatherhood. I'm back jumping, kid. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful year. I love my daughter. I love my son. Shout out to Adrian Jr. and Ari. Adrian and Ari. You know what I'm saying? 2-for-1 special I dished out. One boy, one girl. You know what I'm saying? I lied. You gotta be real talented for that. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas out here shooting that. Morris twins.
What? Aren't that two boys? But that twin shit kind of popping right now, too, though. Yeah. It's a lot of people having twins, though. Like, it feel like it used to feel rare to have twins. It's still kind of rare, but I be feeling special when I tell people I had twins. So I gotta pay for some twin shit. Gotta pay for two or eight.
When that price went from $12
to $24 off bat, everything doubled.
You gotta stock up on straight Similac. Shout out there. Oh. Oh man, y'all can't get there right now.
You always want to shout out something? You want to shout out?
I'm going to shout out the wig checks, but I don't think y'all can receive them right now. Good old orange man got the thing on lock now.
Government shut down right now, niggas. Niggas scared, nigga. It's only January 11th.
I don't remember, but I remember it was fuck the government when I was growing up. Now niggas is petrified that the government closed, boy.
The W-2 ain't coming. W-2 pennywise, I got niggas stressing.
Oh, boy.
Come on, kid. Niggas ready to file, man. 2019 was rough.
Trying to get them 10 stacks for them three kids, huh?
Niggas trying to bounce back, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Niggas trying to buy a new Ferragamo, you know what I'm saying?
Spell that.
New designer, you know what I'm saying? Niggas trying to buy new shit.
Niggas can't spell designer, but we ran the shit out there, motherfucker.
All the niggas who wear designer can't spell it.
All of them.
They can't spell, now they can't spell the clothing. They can't spell designer.
Yeah, designer.
Saying, them niggas gonna fuck that shit up. Once they get past DES.
Nigga, I got this Tom Ford on, nigga. Okay. Spell it. Spell designer, though.
Niggas don't know what designer is. You ever wore designer before? You laugh.
Good old city. Good old Ross.
They don't got no designer at Ross.
Oh, well, Marshall's one of them niggas.
They don't got no designer there, boy. You can't never find no Gucci at Ross. Can't find no Louis and Marshall's, man. I wish, man. I know niggas wish they can find Louis and Marshall's. No, the streets will go crazy, man. Ross and Marshall's got Gucci and Prada.
Lines be long enough,
yeah, bro. I bet you see it on the news, bro. Kid.
The news come up.
Bro. Let one nigga find that Gucci and Ross.
It's over for the whole 183rd.
That shit over, that one nigga. And he gonna be that nigga that one day, the day the nigga find Gucci and Ross, that nigga wear that one shirt. That nigga gonna get the most compliments. The most, like, damn, I didn't know you was that nigga like that, you know. Niggas gonna be feeling that drip. That nigga gonna be that nigga. That nigga gonna go back to Ross searching. Hard, boy.
Hey, boy, City Trends be having them Patrick Ewing on deck, boy.
They got too many for my liking.
And some Fila.
Filas.
Yeah, they're trying to push some Reeboks and Pumas, I see, man.
Trying to bring that back.
No, but I saw somebody some fire Filas that they were red.
I got some Fila, but I always wear them work. I don't really ride with Fila like that. Kid. That ain't my.
Forever, I love Atlanta.
That what it said for?
I remember. I think it was Trillville. Them had a song called that. That's how I remember that.
That's what Fila stand for?
That's what they made it stand for. Forever, I love Atlanta. Cause they're from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. That ain't what it's called.
Duh, nigga. Forever, I love Atlanta. You really think that's what that Fila gonna stand for?
They need to change. They need to add some new colors to
Fila. It probably stand for racist white man.
Fila stand for race.
Fila, the African American.
They say Fila started racist. That's crazy. I don't see no white niggas in Fila.
Straight white man selling.
I ain't never seen. I can't be. Right. I gotta be one of them FUBU companies or something. Help with that. I seen a FUBU shirt the other day. I got so tempted to buy it.
For us, by us.
Word. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let's start off, man. What else we want to talk about, kid? You know what I'm saying? It's a Raw Dog Kings
in the building. In this bitch.
Let me see. Let me start off with... Now, this one, I don't know if I consider this a topic, but I like this song. But that nigga trash, bro.
Who you talking about?
Right. What's that? The Mo Bamba song.
Oh, that nigga, don't he come off the bench?
Bro, I don't know what that nigga do, but I just know he garbage, bro. He
trash, bro.
Got a song more talented than him,
nigga,
bro.
Don't see one highlight from that nigga on ESPN.
Bro, not one, bro. And ain't that nigga like
6'10", ain't he?
Nah, I think that nigga like 7'7", or something.
Damn, nigga, what?
You know I'm tall.
Nah, that's Bola, that nigga that's in college right now in Arizona.
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah, that's that different nigga, my bad.
That nigga look like, that's some buddy that his daddy used to play in the NBA.
That nigga too tall.
Don't cross the nigga over.
Dog, you like 7'7", bro?
Crossing, nigga.
Bro, 7'7"?
Next KD?
You can't shoot like KD.
Nah, I don't think so. Hey, I mean,
you don't even be crossing.
Nigga, can like niggas get develop a shot nowadays?
Who need a shot?
Lonzo Ball. Well, I heard his three working, though. I don't know.
Yeah, he be up and down, man. Trade that nigga. Put that nigga in one of them cold states.
Put him in New Orleans.
You gonna need to put him in that package for AD.
Can't let Kuzma go.
You know what I'm saying? He definitely can't let Kuzma go. But Mo Bamba, you gotta get better, bro. That song was too lit for you to be this trash, bro. You ain't really doing nothing. So the next topic,
fuck
this one.
Sorry,
oh gosh, you never gonna get his support. But listen,
he can come on the show.
We could do how like ESPN and First Take be doing. I mean, I'm tripping in the same place. ESPN and First Take.
How skip them be doing?
Yeah, Undisputed. You know, bring niggas on. You know what I'm saying? Challenge niggas. I want them to bring Antonio Brown on. That nigga creating up a storm right now.
Great frenzy.
That nigga's got Steelers upset.
Niggas can't spell frenzy.
Frenzy. Niggas don't hear that much. A lot of niggas be saying that by accident. They said, damn, boy, you gonna just create up a frenzy like that?
What's the next topic you got?
I'm saying, okay, but no disrespect.
That always means some disrespect from
me. No disrespect. But I heard, so there was this little hot topic button with, what's Joe Budden girl? Yeah, I don't like how I just smacked my lip like that. That was a little sus.
Sim.
But disregard that. I edit that out. Yeah. Don't forget the GoFundMe, please. Say, nigga, need new production for 20 years, new year, new studio. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? New trip to Dubai. GoFundMe.
We got two extra seats we got to take.
Go for me to go have fun. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever forget the motto. You know what I'm saying? But with that said,
fun me to go. Niggas ain't never gonna throw us a dollar.
To go for me, go have fun. Y'all want me to enjoy life too. I want to enjoy life too.
We want to go to Jamaica too.
I want to live a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I want to, you know.
See, that's where all the bitches go right now.
Where? Jamaica.
Jamaica.
All the bitches going to Jamaica. Getting that.
Eat some good old curry pussy over there.
You eat some curry pussy in Jamaica. Good old curry pussy for the back.
What you say? Change this transmission.
You gonna change some curry pussy transmission? Up in Yeah, kid, they'll love you up there, kid. You might need a little getaway. Oh, we need this GoFundMe.
Go up there, breathe some hoes up
Oh, snap, you can't want the hoes to come down for the
that's 6 month visa.
Change her life. We'll go nursing school. Lord, come down and go to Florida, Caribbean.
They life together.
You don't even love that bitch.
Send Bobby back a little bit.
Send Bobby attitude. You got an attitude when you said that to me. Like, man, you know what I can do with this one track? Get us a combo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, this here, man, y'all chime in, too.
No disrespect.
You know what I'm saying?
But you about to be disrespectful.
No, but that's what I'm saying, dog. No disrespect, kid. I saw a Joe Budden girl since Tennessee. She only date black guys. Because, and she's Spanish.
Yeah.
She only date black guys because Spanish niggas too sensitive. You know what I'm saying? And they, she said something, and they possessive. You know what I'm saying? So as a Latin king yourself, as a Jose Persuader,
well, I mean y'all niggas consider me a nigga, so I don't know.
You black, you just happen to be Spanish.
So dude,
so she might could have had a role with you.
But see, I don't know because I don't fuck with Spanish girls. So she coming off as a Spanish girl.
You know, but she's Spanish, but she come off like a black girl. So.
I'm saying,
unless
so,
I don't know her, but you know Spanish.
I mean, I treat my black queens right, so. At least I like to think I do.
But you like black girls, you're right. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. It's coming. She coming off as a Spanish woman, saying that shit about Spanish men. I can't even say that about Spanish women because I don't date them or I don't really fuck with them.
Are you sensitive and possessive?
I mean, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, so you can say I'm sensitive. But I don't know about the possessive part.
The possessive. I'm
a little aggressive.
Nah, so.
Might be a little aggressive.
I know. You were told that energy, that aggression, not in the Me Too movement. You know, don't say that too loud. I'm a little
domestic. I'm always the victim. I'm Me Too.
You be getting Me Too. Okay, then why you be beating your ass?
Black eye.
Then what do you gotta stay home? Yeah, you wanna do your chores.
I can't be out in public.
Nigga try to sneak at ass. Wife, you whoop that ass.
I had to stay bruised in for a week.
The ribs was killing you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but, man. Yeah. But so you think you may be a little sensitive? All right, possessive. All right, let me ask you, because I'm gonna know if you're possessive. Let's say you talk to wife, you talk to your shorty on a Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Monday, late evening, right? Late into 8 the night.
8 p.m.?
Nah, you talk to shorty, this is like...
1 in the morning?
No, because y'all both had to go to work in the morning. You can't be that late.
10:32.
Yeah, somewhere right there. Y'all kind of pushing it. 10:32. Y'all on the phone, 10:32 p.m. Y'all start at 10:32 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you get off at 11:47.
A little hour on the phone.
You know, hour and some change. Minutes. You know what I'm saying, right?
Sound about right.
All
right,
y'all on the phone. On it. In the morning come, She usually hit you up every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning she tell you good morning and blah blah blah, you know, send you some kissy emoji. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this morning.
And a little scripture.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And that's Tuesday. She usually do so it's Tuesday morning. And then 4 p.m. coming, you ain't hear from her all day.
Yeah.
And then she texts you. 4 p.m. in here, she takes you at 4:15. She like, hey, babe, how's everything? How your day?
Yeah.
Is you asking her why you ain't texting this good morning this morning?
My response is going to be, it's 4:15?
4:15.
Mostly I start at 8 o'clock, so I'm off at 4. So by 4:15, that text message is going to be like, well, I just got off work. I'm heading to the crib. How was your day?
So you're not going to ask about why she ain't hit you up this morning?
Nah.
Not at
all. That's
bae,
so I'm going to know that she was at work, my nigga. Well,
you going to assume she was at work?
I mean, that's bae, so I know she at work. All
right.
But I don't, that shit don't, right. I know I be running late myself being that shit right in the corner from me.
The closer you work,
7:52.
The closer you work to work, the more you be late.
7:52, I'm walking out the door. Oh, 54, man. I'm starting the car heating.
Nah, nigga, you be driving to work like, damn, fuck, I gotta leave a little earlier.
Nah, I don't give a fuck that. I got to 8:30 to get there.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. And you leave out 7:52? Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I like to get my little extra little minutes in on the white man clock.
Gotta get mentally stable and walking into work.
Getting that blunt right.
need a little recreational activity.
Niggas who smoke weed can't smell it.
Recreation? Oh, hell nah. Niggas just know it's a good time, boy.
Niggas can't wait till they get passed on their amendment. Another word they can't smell.
Niggas, a lot of dumb niggas say words they don't know. Amendment?
Thank you. Right. Oh, dumb niggas say words they can't spell.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, niggas can't spell continue.
Woo.
You feel me?
You gonna spell convict?
Niggas know that. You're under the convict. I know car niggas convict when they on trial. 369. What's that nigga, though?
You just missed the trolling. Cause music's
I hate that word, trolling. That's the first time I've ever heard you use it in a sentence.
Because 6ix9ine. That's what they known for.
Word. Who created that word, trolling?
Somebody probably in.
Is that like a real word? Is that a real word or one of the words that just people say but they ain't really a real word? Like, you know that nigga say bling bling? Or niggas don't say that no more.
When they was saying.
You know what I'm saying?
They could have phrased that though. They fucked that up. What's the next topic?
Well, so we're going to come to the conclusion. You are a little sensitive.
Yeah.
But you're not possessive.
Correct.
Gotcha. When the last time you cried?
Shit. January 6th.
Oh, that's sweet right there. You really cried, bro?
Yeah.
Nah.
On the way there.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, because I ain't had my phone. So when you sent them pictures, I had fucked around and left it at work. So I'm rushing, I grabbed the phone, threw it in the car, just riding. And I got to the light and I looked. I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. Seeing them born was amazing.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Before that, I can't remember.
Word, that was
probably a movie I was watching or something.
Word, I be crying. When the last movie
What movie I told you I was watching? I cried. The Hate U Give? No.
Oh, bro, shit,
that might have been one of them.
The Hate U Give. That movie tough, man. That shit ain't get enough of.
Yeah, that shit. Fatherhood is appreciated in that movie.
Oh, that one, nigga. Wish I had a father like that, nigga.
What?
Nigga, I would have been a...
Damn, but no, I had told you about another one I seen later. Damn, bro, I can't remember.
Bird Box make you cry?
Hell no, the fuck?
You might have been watching Surviving of R. Kelly.
Nah, I ain't watched that, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, I don't know why you brought that up.
Back to your regular scheduling program.
Nah, man. Y'all ain't gonna talk about my daddy like that. Y'all ain't gonna talk about my daddy like that.
Shut up, bro. Leave me alone. We talking about the R. Kelly, bro.
Come on, bro.
I want to talk about. No, we did talk about.
Oh, Robert Kelly.
No, talk about. We did talk about the government. They is really shut down right now.
I don't know. They try to shut down R. Kelly.
I don't even know what the government, bro. Those niggas need to come together. But listen, I want to talk about. the first, I just got a quick thought. I had a quick flashback. I remember the first Republican I ever met, bro.
This nigga.
I was so shocked this nigga was a Republican. Cause you know what? Cause I never knew no, bro.
Who Kanye West?
Nah, bro. That nigga crazy. But I never, cause you know, I never met no Republicans, bro, growing up. All I knew was Democrats, though we all voted the same. Our community. I never knew no Republicans, and I used to work with this nigga every day, though, 5 days a week. This nigga so nice. Bro, one day nigga told me, like, he took politics serious and stuff. The nigga told me he a Republican. The home with my mouth dropped, bro. I could have sworn this nigga was gonna be a Democrat.
He told you he voted for Trump.
I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying?
Good old Donald, huh?
Nah, this was before Donald, though. You know what I'm saying? So he might have voted against Obama. You know what I'm saying? So, but he was a Republican. That nigga, like, I never met it. But he was so nice, that shit shocked me, bro.
What that supposed to mean, bro? You're a human.
That is true. But you know, you think
nigga political views is different. That's what that fuck supposed to mean.
Right, but you be thinking Republican. I think you be thinking Republican mean ass grumpy niggas.
Nah, that's old white people.
Rich that was back people. Then, kid. I was dumb young kids. So I don't know. Oh, okay. You feel me? But that, F that, man. Also, oh man, I like this topic right here. Let's go. Rap niggas who can't make no more hits.
You know who I got off the head.
Who we got? We gonna talk some OGs? Let's talk some OGs first. Rap niggas who can't make no more hits. Oh, I know one. And them niggas.
Name it.
Them niggas try to get back jumping. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Oh, God.
Bro.
They done for. Well, they mumble enough, they might make it. I don't know.
Nah.
But they can't mumble because they just finished telling Migos they ain't the best rap group ever. So.
It ain't Bone Thugs.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Them niggas can't make no more hits. 2020.
Every time I talk, we talk about Migos.
Oh, sure. It's 2019.
We got a shout out. A young legend named Larry.
Oh, man. A young prophet.
Big prophet.
Oh, man. That nigga called it.
Like 3 years ago. 4 years ago, that nigga said.
Man, five years ago.
Maybe. Who knows?
No, but young boy. This nigga one time said to us, Migos is the savior of hip hop.
No, he said Migos saved hip hop.
Oh, yeah, saved hip hop. Same thing.
Nah,
savior,
nah.
Save hip hop. Man, whatever. Don't argue about it. Niggas always want to argue about grammar. You know what I'm saying? But this nigga, them niggas saved hip hop. Migos saved hip hop. That young boy said. Though we laughed at the time, bro. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You was wildin', nigga. Cussing that young boy. Upset, mad. Boy, did that nigga call it right. That nigga called it right, boy.
He say rap world.
Nah, man. Migos is one of the reasons hip-hop is the number one genre now. Like, it used to be a time like rock used to can hang with hip-hop or be better than it.
Yeah, pop still up there.
Nah, not like hip-hop. All the pop niggas want to be with hip-hop niggas now.
I think all that, yeah. You might be right there, yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Rap number one. Rap is pop.
Bone Thugs is one of them.
They can't make no more hits.
Busta Rhymes.
That nigga, he can hold the Cavassier. You know what I'm saying?
DMX.
Oh, he could be. DMX could make a hit. He could make another hit. And he locked up too. So you know he come out.
I'ma listen to a guy like DMX, but
he can squeeze out of here. I think DMX can squeeze out of here.
What was the topic? What was the name? How you pronounce the topic so I could.
What's that? Rap niggas who can't make no more hits. And we starting with
DMX
the
DMX can't make no more hits.
He can't make no more hits?
Nah.
He can make another up in there.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. He can make it 2019.
I don't know. You're right. He might be the original Scream nigga, right?
Screaming aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, miss niggas barking. That was a pretty strong dog. Good bark voice. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I want to talk about this motherfucking P kid, Andrew Luck.
Oh, Sam.
And the new up-and-coming kid.
Division.
Pat Mahomes.
Division.
That's his name, Pat Mahomes?
Pat Mahomes. Oh, man, him versus Luck. Who you got? This one tough. But this one of the
Cheese ain't got no defense,
bro. This one of the strongest playoffs.
And Andrew Luck showed out against a good defense last week.
Oh, yeah. She showed off in the one quarter.
Don't matter. That's all they needed.
True, but the Texans folded.
All right, but this nigga gonna see more options now. Offense is gonna be open again. Chiefs. Trash.
Chiefs defense, man. Trash. From a home could gun with anybody. Coast D is decent though.
Exactly. They can hold a fort.
Word.
Feel me? So who I got? I don't have to take the Chiefs because they're at home.
The Chiefs?
And I think Andy Reid could turn the leaf.
Kid, I'm picking my heart, bro.
Colts?
Nah, no. The Chiefs. That's what I want to win, bro. I like Andy Reid, though. You know what I'm saying? Luck going to be there again, bro. Luck. But then my home probably going to be there again, too.
Andrew Luck ain't got too much left in that show.
Nah, that's tough. Andrew Luck back, bro.
If Mahomes ain't have this number this year, bro, he the MVP.
Who, Luck?
Yeah, he the second, got the second most touchdowns in the NFL, got 39. This nigga just got 50, bro.
God damn, that nigga got 50.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. And 39 the next best?
That's Andrew Luck. Mm. So that's 11 off.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, damn, bro. That's crazy.
That's a lot off, though.
I mean, I get that, but it's still...
I know 39 is still 39.
50 niggas don't have that on a regular.
Yeah.
Niggas have 39, you feel me?
Damn. What's the record? You remember? Is it?
Yeah, it's 50-something by Brady, ain't it?
Oh,
okay. Oh, no, Peyton Manning broke it.
Ain't it like 51?
I think, yeah, Peyton broke it, I think. Some shit like that.
Gotta look that up for sure later.
Yeah. I think it's Peyton, Brady, and then...
So you got... Home. I got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs, too.
You got the Chiefs, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I'm gonna
take
them at home. I don't
really know which way to go, though. Yeah. But that defense, dog. Like I said, I feel like...
They need one play.
Look.
One sack fumble, some shit like that.
Chiefs and Colts could go toe-to-toe often, but can they make enough defensive plays? That's all.
They can make a special play, though. A special team play that could change the game. The Chiefs.
True, but when you can't stop nobody, Andrew Luck could score when you want.
I get that, but all right. They could get 7 points out of the first play of the whole game if they could get that first kickoff back. Change the whole ball game, I'm telling you.
All right, but I got Chiefs, though.
Yeah. Wow. The only time that shit don't change the ball game is Ohio State versus Florida when Ted Ginn took the first possession, touchdown, and them boys got it.
Ted Ginn.
That shit changed it for the other way.
Made the boys angry.
But next game. I think this is the game of the whole weekend.
Nah, it's just the team.
The two teams, nigga? The Rams versus the Cowboys?
Yeah, that's an interesting matchup.
That's the game of the week, nigga.
Shit. This way they go come down to whose side can step up more. But this one, Cowboys defense or Rams offense? Who will win that battle?
I like the Cowboys defense.
Over the Rams offense?
Yeah.
Even the Rams offense ain't really been the Rams offense to end this season. Like
the Rams offense been looking shaky.
Shaky, that's what I'm saying. Kyle defense.
And that defense for the Cowboys
been looking intense.
Top three.
Word. So that's so who you got? But if Rams got talent on defense,
tell
though.
Tell you a secret about me.
Rams got talents on defense.
So I can tell you the rest of the thing. I got the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Wow. First time I'm hearing this.
I'm just talking shit, man. Them niggas trash.
Wow.
They get beat by the Saints.
Come on, who you got? The Cowboys and Rams.
Cowboy.
You got the Cowboys. Damn.
I like Zeke and Dak.
You're
a hater, man.
Yeah. Low key. But I don't know. I ain't no hater. I don't like the Cowboys.
Nigga used to hate the Lakers. Now he the number one Lakers.
Stop. I did hate the Lakers. But that was a long time ago.
What, Kobe retired 2 years ago?
Yeah, when Kobe retired, that's why I stopped hating the Lakers.
That's not a long time ago.
Yeah, But, we'll see.
The Cowboys and the Rams.
Okay. I hate the Cowboys, but for some reason, I still want them to win. But, damn, this is a toss-up, bro. This one tough.
So
I want the Cowboys, so that's what I'm saying. I'm picking with my heart, bro.
So you got the Chiefs and the Cowboys tomorrow.
So far, yes.
Sunday. 1 o'clock. Two old ass niggas.
Ooh, man, that's a good 1 o'clock game, bro.
I'm gonna be at work trying to watch it on my phone.
Yeah. getting very little work done.
It's Sunday. It's Sunday. We don't work that hard.
That's sweet. Sometimes you wonder why you even open, right?
Yes.
It should be a one day, everything shut down.
Sunday. Good old 7 day, like. Good old Bible shit.
That can't even be possible. Business.
Government really shut down now.
Shut everything down on Sundays.
Yeah.
But
niggas are dying. I already know.
I want Brady to turn up his legacy even more, but I kind of feel sorry for Phillip Rivers. I'm going Chargers all the way.
Oh, Lord.
And they more talented, bro. Better defense and better offense.
How many times you done seen Brady then beat the better offense and better defense?
All the time, but not this year, bro. It's a wrap for that.
Nigga, beat Pat Mahomes, boy. Out here in these streets.
He did, but that's the niggas ain't no defense, so.
It don't matter who won the game. What we serving? Hot W's or hot L's?
Son of the unk, man.
Shout out to big old Unk Shaw. Uncle Shay Shaw.
Best dressed nigga on television,
bro. LaShannon Sharp. L.A. Sharp, nigga. That nigga living L.A. nice.
Nigga getting Hollywood, man.
I'm waiting to see Uncle on the movie.
A boy like that boy.
Then make somebody skit something. He gonna be on somebody's shit.
And then make a nice sports movie and put Shannon Sharp in it, bro. Mm-hmm. I guess you gotta throw Skip in there maybe too, but
all them niggas, cover all them niggas. That'll be
Dion.
Yeah,
I like that little show with him, Dion, and
what channel they be coming on, bro?
I think come on NFL Network.
Oh. Okay.
With Deion Sanders.
Shout out to nigga.
With Damian Cable. Thomason.
I won't be seeing that.
You know what I'm saying?
I see it on YouTube, though.
Yeah, you catch some clips on YouTube.
All them clips.
Thank God for YouTube.
After a nigga posted today, I told a nigga that shit more clutch than LeBron in 2011, nigga.
YouTube?
Yeah.
YouTube was a game changer. YouTube helped a lot of niggas when you have cable, bro.
Helped me a lot.
Boy, that was a go-to. You done went crazy. But you ain't had no YouTube, bro. You done went crazy, bro.
I mean, you got Hulu and Netflix.
Nah, not at that time, bro. Not when you first started without. Even when you first started without cable was rough. It took you a while, then you learned the game. You started learning about apps.
Start taking everybody's shit.
Hustling passwords.
I got a Google Chromecast, whatever that shit called. The shit to hook up to the phone, to the TV, and boom.
Chromecast?
That shit, whatever.
Oh, man. What?
That bitch hit beautiful.
That was a game changer.
That nigga feel important in life.
Shout out to YouTube.
Stole that from this nigga. Got the Hulu from the old girl. I paid for Stars. ESPN. I forgot who I stole that from.
Power didn't hardly come back, man.
Power! The next, hey, but Power come back, man. Well, we gonna hear this. That's how we gonna watch Power from now on.
Listen, the kids better be quiet on Power. niggas better give no trouble to get Pow Pow. I might. That's gonna be my new me time. And from Power, my me time hour.
Sundays. Trying to watch Power all day. I watched the first episode today. First episode ever of Power.
I'm gonna tell my kids don't bother me on Sundays.
At 9 p.m.
all day.
Oh, yeah. Starting at 12. Like 12:59. Nothing.
What you call it? Play tomorrow, too. How about yes, back to, we got one more game.
We got Saints. Drew Breezy. And the Super Bowl champs.
Boom.
Good old Nick Foles.
Dog, Nick Foles win again, bro.
Greatest quarterback ever.
Stop it.
Greatest playoff quarterback ever.
Hell no, he ain't the greatest playoff quarterback.
Bro, you do this shit 2 years in a row.
But he, this is 2 years. This niggas have been doing it for over 15.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Eli, them two Super Bowls, Eli, that's what's saving him. Every other year after that was low key trash.
All them before and after. What? In between. All
that. Now, them two Super Bowls by Eli and his last name. He Peyton, brother. Archie's son.
And daddy, yeah.
And he won them two incredible Super Bowls.
2-0, baby. 2-0.
Against Brady.
2-0.
He couldn't have beat no better team.
2-0. 16-0 team. Made them boys 16-1.
And he got two incredible plays on both Super Bowls. The catch to man. Ooh. I don't know what's more lit. The catch or the...
The helmet catch and this one right here at the inbound, right there.
Right in the pocket.
Between two niggas.
Oh, my gosh, son.
Saved his ass.
I wish I could throw one touchdown.
Niggas don't know about that second pass right now.
What's up, the Mario Manning?
Yeah, they don't know. They definitely don't even know who the fuck that is. I think he came out of Michigan, huh?
Something like that.
Ohio State, one of them niggas. Ohio State trash.
What they just did?
I don't even know. They folded.
Ain't they got the work?
Probably.
Who Ohio State lost to?
Wyoming.
Nah, it wasn't Wyoming.
I swear.
Hell no.
They lost to Wyoming, bro, in the regular
Washington.
Season. No, Wyoming.
That ain't mad. I'm talking about.
They beat, I think, Washington and.
No, Urban. I'm tripping. Urban, my hair. They cooked some niggas.
They,
yeah.
They won their last beat, game. They beat Washington. Their last game. His last game.
Yeah, they cooked them niggas or something.
Not cooked them, but they won.
Oh, where they cooked them? Okay. They won. I'm saying, but Eagles, Saints, that's a tough one. That's a good-ass football weekend, bro.
Damn, bro, they can't lose, bro. I got the Saints, bro. You never know what happened. Look what happened to them last year.
I low-key want to see what Nick... I want to see Nick Foles.
You heard about that motivation he did?
Who?
The coach for the Saints.
No, what you
dropped? Came in with $250,000 cash, nigga. Straight cash with the Lombardi Trophy and told them niggas, y'all want this? Give me. We need to win three more games.
That what the owner did?
No, the coach, Sean Payton, nigga.
What?
And the straight motivation, they said.
With the trophy? Oh, man. Damn, niggas talking that straight cash on me.
Straight cash,
talking
homie.
Talking that Randy Moss talk.
I was watching the interview with D'Angelo Hall. He said Randy Moss the greatest.
Saw that caption. I ain't watched the interview. Why would he say that?
He said, because that's who he played. He covered Jerry Rice at the end of his shit. So he ain't get to see. Like he said, I seen the tape. He said, I see it, but he said, man, I had to go against Randy Moss, right? And the nigga Randy Moss was
gave
cooking.
Me that word. That's why he gave you that word.
And the lady that interviewed him, she like, but you also went against Tara Owens, Terry Holt, right, bro? All these niggas she named, said, yeah, but.
All them niggas gave him that
he
word.
He said, Randy Moss.
Was he that lit of a quarter, though?
I don't know. I guess that's what it looked like. That's what it said.
I can't remember right now.
I know. What's his name? Broke his ankles or what?
Oh, yeah. Hopkins?
Yeah.
Gave him that word.
Man, end of that, boy.
Saying, but now he tripping with that man. Jerry Randy Moss, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, he is the greatest receiver we seen.
I think T.O. was better than him, but you know, T.O. worked harder.
I think you just seen you look at the numbers. I look at if that nigga had somebody lit like how he had, but you saw what he did with Tom Brady.
Randy Moss look like he ain't even tried.
That's what I'm saying. And he ain't put up numbers. Imagine that gap when them Oakland numbers didn't put up them numbers that he put up in Minnesota and New England. Boy, man, them niggas don't want to see that, man. Imagine that boy had Tom Brady for 12 years.
Wow.
Prime time, both of them.
Oh, man. Patriots don't want no receivers, bro.
They don't never want to pay nobody.
They ain't so stingy, bro. But you can't even say that because them niggas have success. So it's like, fuck this shit. Man. You want to be mad at them, but they shit working.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, niggas, and they get paid. I mean, they get a little paid later to another team or whatever.
Why? But win Super Bowl still. Exactly. With them niggas. And the niggas who leave don't never win again. Damn, dog. But, so you got Saints, you said?
Yeah.
I low-key want to see what Foles do. I low-key want him to run it back.
Low-key. I kind of want to see Cowboy versus Philly in an NFC Championship.
That would be incredible.
I'd love to see that.
But the Saints versus Cowboys NFC Championship would be incredible, too.
I think the other one, that rivalry is so strong, that should be so lit. That game would be like the lowest playoff score football game ever.
That would be like, so like 3-2.
I was thinking more like 9-7.
A little sucker score. A safety and field goal.
A little baseball game.
Safety and a field goal. That defense
had to be so lit that game.
I don't give a fuck about slap the offense, bro. All you score was a safety.
That's not even the offense.
Yeah, that's the defense, bro. That's what I'm saying.
They ain't even score off.
Now, when I be seeing them games 3-0 and stuff, or 9-6, if I know niggas be mad, they went to that game. Bro, you go to that game and they go die.
Most football fans in that game drunk anyway, so.
Hell nah, nigga, I need some touchdowns. You ain't get to celebrate no touchdowns all game. As a fan, bro.
Man, check me out. Who you got right now leading for MVP in basketball?
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
I give you three names. You got Street Freak, James Harden, and LeBron James. Okay, I'll give you one more. And Stephen Curry, who you got?
He's not in the fucking category.
Paul George, then.
Yeah, Paul George.
All right, who you got?
That shit don't even matter. You put on them names. It's always the only two niggas.
All right. Greek freaking James Harden.
Damn, Harden won it the other day, but Greek took it back. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That game Harden had against the Warriors, bro. Mm. He won it that night, boy. But, right now it's the Greek freak. Mm. Right now. That shit tough right now. But I think it's the Greek freak right now. Mm. Who you think?
Me, I think Klay Thompson the MVP.
You better shut up, man. You better shut up. Nobody for the Warriors ever getting it. That's a wrap.
Nah, the MVP Kawhi Leonard right now.
Oh, nah. I forgot. Yeah, he is in the running. Yeah, he the closest number, the third place ever.
Man, he my MVP.
He the closest third place ever.
A lot of niggas, even the nigga to my right, said that he'd take Paul George over him.
I said that a long time
ago. And he said
everybody
that
said that earlier.
He's a system.
No, I ain't say that about the system. I said we had to find out, though.
The system. I've been told them niggas, I'll give me him over whoever you want. I want that.
That nigga a ball player.
That's my MVP. Obviously, we know.
Nah.
We
stuck on that, bro. You not.
But I said that's my MVP.
Well, so who the MVP of the league?
Kawhi Leonard.
No. Your MVP don't matter.
Right who? Now, James Harden.
Damn.
So, rookie of the year, we going with Luka.
That's off rip. Nobody
gonna greatest night to you.
These rookies try. Nobody give it to second place Isaiah Wilson.
That nigga getting votes already.
Yeah, getting votes already.
All right, then you got what we got? Sixth man of the year. You know you got anybody
right
for that?
Sixth man right now.
You got Derrick Rose.
Oh yeah.
You got Derrick Rose.
Oh, that's it. He got it right now. I think he got it right now.
I think you got Derrick Rose.
He just got to stay in the lineup a little bit more because he be getting hurt.
You got that nigga from the Nets. Pinduel or some shit. I don't know how to say it. He balling out here. He called himself the Steph Curry or some shit. I know you done heard him.
Like he said,
I'm
light skinned
too.
Yeah, all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Six man.
Nah, that's
a
D-Rose. I don't know nobody else.
Don't nobody else. Luel? Is he still a six man?
I think so.
He the starting line. If he is, then no, that ain't fair. That shit don't count.
Luel, I think he still come off a bit.
Nah, niggas left the lobby today. They can't do no research. We get D-Rose by default for now.
That's midway through the season. We ain't even get that All-Star yet.
What else we
got? Oh, why niggas mad about Luka get All-Star votes? Boy, nigga balling.
Nobody mad about it. I mean, he's stealing it from the
Paul George and James Harden.
Yeah, because Nah, y'all fucking fans tripping, bro.
Hey, it don't matter. That's what they for. That's what they both
Luka not supposed to be in the fucking starting line.
It don't matter. He
there. Now, y'all fans tighten up.
And he going to step back all on them niggas in the All-Star game. Come on. All them high praise niggas going to be there. Praise them. KD, LeBron, all them niggas going to be there. Now you got to play with them.
That step back kind of slow. But it's cooking, nigga. Cooking these niggas. Because niggas need to get rid of that defensive player of the year award. That's why.
They didn't get it. They talk about that going to Paul George or Anthony Davis.
Defensive player?
That's what they talk about we're going to. I think Kawhi can win that too.
Nah, he ain't really been locking niggas in the mitt like that.
He won that shit off that play where that nigga didn't even look. It just threw himself and caught that bitch off the bounce. You didn't see that shit?
If I saw it, I
would remember. Yeah, you're going to remember it. That's the greatest defensive play you ever see, bro. He coming off the screen, bro. Nigga, dive. No look, bro. Just stretch his hands out, grab the ball, bro. Stole that bitch from the greatest shit you ever seen in your life.
Niggas don't play no defense. Niggas tell me niggas the number one defensive team in the NBA, and they just gave up 136 to the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies balling. They play hard.
They play hard. But they trash, man. But they play hard.
I don't know who play hard. That's who going to win most improved player right there, too. DeAndre Fox in the second.
That nigga's a fucking baller, bro. Lakers folded. That's what they should have took over. Lonzo.
Sorry. I support Big Baller.
Oh, you got Big Baller brand sponsorship.
Yeah.
You can't call Lonzo sorry. Trash ass.
Hey. I don't support those comments.
I don't want to get LeVar Ball mad.
We support all black businesses.
Appreciate that, you minority.
But we might just talk shit about you. I want a free pair.
I have a free pair before. Want a free pair of feet ass.
Free pair of white man gets to African American.
Remember feet ass started racism.
General Sauce? Oh,
man.
Let me get that.
Let's car, but anywhere I go, bro, nigga be in a barber shop sneaking in there, bro.
Oh, boy, when I went to go.
Bro, you made me sit down and wait,
bro. Whole hour. Every time I knit that.
Oh, it went back up.
Back to the wall, yeah.
Ain't nothing worse when you try to catch a... ain't nothing worse when you try to catch a little rest somewhere. Hey, you don't got no good wall.
You ain't no one to cooperate.
Your head keeps snapping.
Yo, shit, got me crying. Hey, you know the worst thing ever when you sleepy as fuck and you driving, bro.
Oh my gosh,
bro. And that AC piping, I be, oh shit,
bro. You gotta check your.
You had to put in windows.
What? You know you sleep when you put the windows on the way down.
Going 20 over the speed limit so the wind can wake me up.
Oh
man.
My god, you slapping
that shit. That shit is crazy, dude, bro.
Bro, and you
that's the scariest shit ever.
Whoa.
That shit happened to me just not too long ago. Wow. That nigga damn near fell asleep driving. Man. I'm at the light, though, like I'm.
Yes, bro.
And I caught him, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. I don't felt like that after work a few times. I'm like, damn.
That's what it was. Like, coming off of work, nigga. But I ain't sleep the day. But you know a nigga can catch that little nap before you go. You know I go overnight, so I can catch that. I ain't catch that afternoon nap. So I was thugging at work. That nigga, I got off of work. I'm at the fucking light. I'm like, oh shit. Music blasting. That's what woke me up. Back up. I'm like, oh fuck. Took off. I'm tripping. That shit be happening though. I ain't know it do, but it be happening. But anyway, it's the Raw Dog King, bitch.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying?
Got this motherfucker.
Are we about to be? Hold on, I always remember. Wait, okay, I want to talk about one thing real quick before.
Alright, no problem.
Hey, I asked you this earlier. Right. You know what I'm saying? What you do when you bored?
You got two options.
Well, always remember, we're going to leave this a final thought of the day. Always remember.
Two options when you bored.
When you bored. Our final thought of the night. Remember, guys, before we go. When you bored, I know sometimes we feel a little low.
Jack your meat.
When you bored, you got two options. What is it?
You jack your meat or you get some rest.
Or
both.
You work that cobra.
Work that cobra till you get some.
Work that cobra. Get your little me time. You know, so you boy.
Not like a little me time.
Nah, no, then I skate time. They go boy. They go beat their meat or sleep.
Hey.
Or sometimes like, do both.
Ain't nothing like that little shower, boy. Fresh out of the shower, you get that.
You get that grip. That grip me crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is that Raw Dog King effect here.
Mr. Salida called him home on purpose. Alright, man, we out, kid.
Yeah, this bitch.
Say less.